Yes, 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 it's Matty with the footy. And welcome back. It's the Christmas special with me and Ben. We're going to be speaking about the Premier League, the Carabao Cup, and what else has happened in the footballing world. So, Merry Christmas. Go and get some tea, biscuits, coffee, cookies, whatever you want. Sit back and relax and listen to us. So, Ben, it's the Christmas special, and I want to kick off the show or the episode by asking you a question. What's the best part on the Christmas dinner?
The meat, probably. Like, any meat's nice. Even turkey's nice. Like, just meat's nice, innit? But yeah. So, like, I don't know.
Pigs in blankets, man. That's the best part of the Christmas dinner.
Yeah, it's nice. That you
especially when you're in, when there's a big bowl of them in the middle, and you just pick off that as well. Because no one else likes them. Well, Ben, let's move on to football. The first game of last weekend was Crystal Palace versus Liverpool, which ended up 7-0 to Liverpool. What's your thought on that?
First of all, to any listeners, does this rectify the 7-2 loss to Aston Villa?
No.
And my thoughts on it were, wow, that's probably the most composed I've seen us play. Because there was a little period in the first half where I was like, a Palace could score, yeah.
Where Palace kept on getting in behind.
Yeah, and then I thought after that, our defence switched on. The midfielders switched on. It's good to see Roberto Firmino back in full form after scoring against the last minute winner against Tottenham.
Minamino getting his goal.
Yeah, I've made up with that. You know, Salah came on, scored a little tap.
But
the
Sadio Mane was angry when it came off. Do you think he'll unleash his anger against West Brom?
I don't think he's going to go all out, but I do think he's going to try and prove the point of I want to play. But I don't think people should sit there and be saying, oh, why did Klopp take him off and that? Like, the reason he got taken off was because, you know, we've had a busy schedule, and we've got a busy schedule coming up after Christmas. And, like, I've seen people go, like, basically blame Salah for coming on, and it was a bit like, hang on, that's not how it is. But he was only taken off out of choice of the games and coming up and we've had, so maybe, you don't know if he will.
But I said before the game it'd be a tough game because Palace away is a very hard game, and well, I was wrong.
I was sat there thinking we could actually lose this. Like, and it, I won 1-1 to Fulham, which wasn't good enough. And I got a little bit more hope, obviously, with Tottenham. But I still thought, you know what? Crystal Palace are our bogey team, really, aren't they?
Mm.
They know how to stop us. But no, in fact, Palace was the last team to win at Anfield against Liverpool. Like, I don't know, they always just sometimes seem to cause problems. And last year it came down to a last-minute winner from Firmino. So I was thinking, are we going to have to go for that last-minute winner again? But even like Salah, when he came on, looked alive. Just everyone looked so sharp today, on that day. Jordan Henderson as well, popping up with a peach. So it was class.
Who's my man the match for that game?
Jordan Henderson.
Yeah.
I want to say Firmino.
Well, Southampton versus Man City. 1-0 Man City. Man City is just scraping the results like Liverpool did last season and maybe this season as well. So, I could see, yeah, Man City. Man City type of team to go on a run, to go on a winning streak and could possibly win the league. So, I don't think Man City are out of this title race.
I think Man City. But they are like not looking the Man City of last season though. Like,
no,
absolutely smashing teams apart. They're not the same.
But it's a natural decline. I think it comes with most football clubs. There will be a period where you decline, and like, we've not seen the best of De Bruyne this season, have we? We've not seen the best of a lot of players.
No.
So, I think the title race this year is going to be nuts. I think it's not going to be how the past, 2 years it's been Liverpool or City. I think there's going to be about...
If Liverpool had Van Dijk still, I think they'd be running away with the league.
Oh, no, I do. So, I...
But with them still being top of the league, without Van Dijk, with all the injuries they've had, I could see them win the league again.
I can. I obviously don't want to jinx it, so, you know, touch wood, it happens. I can see us winning another Premier League very soon. But when I say soon, I mean either next year or this year, this season or next season. I don't count Man United right now out of it. I really don't. I know it sounds a little bizarre because they've, well...
Well, I was going to ask about this later on, but I think it was Roy Keane who said Man United are the best of the rest. Do you agree with him?
Yeah, I do.
I don't.
Who is?
I don't know, but I just don't think Man United are the best of the rest. I think Man City and Man United, like, if they play again this season, City will win.
I don't know, because the thing is with them, the two with United. United are too inconsistent, in my opinion. Where I know they win, but they're constantly going behind, and it's sometimes I don't think going to work on them.
Mm.
So,
so you're saying that they're in the title race, yeah? I wouldn't put it past them. Well, Everton versus Arsenal. Everton is back on their winning form, winning 3 games out of 3. And the game against Arsenal, they had no Allen, which is a key player for Everton. So, I can see Everton possibly challenging for top four.
Obviously we've just...
And if not, they should be getting, guaranteed, should be getting a Europa League.
Yeah, I agree. They've obviously got a few, got big wins recently, you know. Chelsea being Tottenham at the start of the season and that. So, I personally think Everton could get Europa, possibly Champions League. I don't think they'd do well in them. I don't think they've got that squad depth yet to make the changes necessary. Because, just remember, these aren't used to, like, obviously they've got the Carabao Cup and FA Cup, but I don't think they've been knocked out of it yet. Everton, yeah.
On a day recording, they play Man United.
So, if they were to do it, would they have possibly...
Well, you think Man United could win the Carabao Cup? I mean, Everton?
Oh, I think Everton winning a trophy this season, 100%.
Do you?
I do. I know it sounds bizarre. I've just got a... And it's not down to any facts or Ancelotti or Javier Hammers. I've just got a funny feeling that
do you think that they go all out today for against Man United? Because I know for the fact that United won't go all out today against Everton because they need to win the game, their next Premier League game. So they won't go all out. So do you reckon Everton go all out or not?
Yeah. I think Everton are going to do whatever it takes.
But Everton is fourth in the league. So wouldn't it be stupid for them to go all out? Then have what, like a 2-3 day break? I think it's a 2 day break. Then play again with the strongest team.
The thing is, right, with Everton fans,
they have Sheffield, I think, on Boxing Day.
With Everton, I think their fans deserve a trophy more than obviously winning the league for them is the dream. It's every team's dream. But a lot of the fans are realistic and they'd accept that they maybe in about 3 years, if they've made more good signings, they've got a decent chance
of winning the league.
Of when, yeah, if they made more signings within the next 3 years,
will Ancelotti be that patient with them though?
Well, I don't know, but I think Everton fans would rather win a trophy now, be it FA Cup.
The best chance of winning the trophy is the Carabao Cup. That's their best chance.
I think they'll do it. I think they're going to win it. I definitely see Everton winning a trophy this season.
But moving on to Arsenal. What happened to Arsenal? What's going on with them? They're awful. I was watching Arsenal fan TV, I was watching Troops TV, and he said, he's not my manager, I'm not a part of this. Do you think Arteta needs to leave? And if so, who would be a good replacement for them?
That's so hard.
Because if he leaves, I know, Joe, I think he'd be all right. I have two. One's a bit like, I reckon it'd be this one. The decent one is Rafa Benitez. I reckon he'd be a decent manager for them. And the one a bit shaky on, Eddie Howe.
I don't think it'd be Eddie Howe.
But I reckon Rafa Benitez would be a good one for them.
I think Rafa would be good. Very good, actually, because they need help.
I can't see Pochettino going to Arsenal. I just can't see it.
I was going to say this to you, but I thought you might have a dig at me not knowing anything about football, but now that you said it, I can say it. I'd say Pochettino.
I just can't see him doing it because Pochettino, got Tottenham to the Champions League final, Arsenal 15th. They're in the relegation battle. They're not the team Arsenal was back in the day.
I think
they're a mid-table team. Arsenal mid-table team.
Well, they're not. They're a fucking lower. Right now.
No, but realistically, they're a mid-table team now. They're not a top four team no more.
Yeah. Does it make you a bit sad to think about that? I don't know, because you just look back at their history and that, and obviously, despite not having a Champions League, they've won.
Like you said before, it happens in clubs, the decline, it happens.
But they bounce back, that's the thing. But,
Well, we spoke about the Carabao Cup. Do you want to speak about the Man City versus the Arsenal Carabao Cup?
Yeah, you know the way,
Oh, my. The keeper, the Arsenal goalkeeper, he's 25,
He had a bad game, but he did not deserve
it. He's 25. I thought, he's only a kid. Like, let him have it. But he's 25. Almost the same age as Leno. And he's doing that. It was awful. And Madison's goal, I think it was no Foden's goal, I think it was. It was offside, but obviously there's no VAR in the Carabao Cup. Which I find stupid because it's not like two League One teams versus, it's Man City versus Arsenal, so this should be VAR.
Yeah. It's I did think City were winning it, so I just didn't think they'd do it in that fashion. And the goalkeeper, as much as he had a poor game, he's been abused that much, he had to delete his
the bad thing for Arsenal now, if anything happens to Leno, Arsenal are screwed. Because they'll have that keeper in goal. And that keeper is not that good. So I think Arteta will have to sign a second goalkeeper. Like Jack Butland or something like that. In January. But who's a good second keeper though?
I don't know. And realistically, you've got to think who'd actually want to go to Arsenal.
Yeah.
I know it sounds quite sad because usually if you're offered to go to Arsenal, you would say for top four. But I don't know if it just looks like they're going to have a good couple of years not being the team we do.
But can you see Arteta getting the sack.
I think he'll be sad. I think he knows. How can he not know? So I think he'll just realise he's not the man for the job and he'll resign.
Well, Newcastle versus Fulham, 1-1. Fulham Newcastle was had 10 men as well.
Yeah, I did think Newcastle should have won.
But Fulham, start of the season, he was kept on losing, but they're getting some points on the board now.
Yeah, obviously, major one against us getting that point. So that's probably a bit of a confidence boost for them, innit? So I know how you can have confidence players, but I think they're a confidence team. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, the next game, Brighton versus Sheffield. Sheffield was 3 minutes away from getting their first Premier League win of the season. But no, Brighton spoiled the party. Ended 1-1. And, which was late drama at the end, Brighton could have scored. And he did the crossbar with a header. Neil Mopé hit the crossbar from a header.
Sheffield's another club who I feel like quite sorry for.
Especially the season they had last season as well.
Yeah. They were a difficult game last season. That's the thing.
Well, Spurs versus Leicester. Do you know what? Spurs deserve to lose. They played the most boring football ever. The football's so boring.
It's called Mourinho football.
It's so boring. I was watching this thing and this pundit said he would rather watch Tottenham play than Liverpool play. I was like, mate, I'd rather watch Painter than watch Tottenham play. It's so boring. They sit 10 men behind the ball. Oh, it's just boring. And I think some of the Tottenham fans don't like it.
Well, I'm not being funny. Not obviously when you're watching football, you want your team to win above everything. But you do want a bit of entertainment in it, don't you?
Like when in Liverpool had Brendan Rodgers, I remember watching that football and he just kept on passing the ball back all the time. We'd be edge of the opponent's box and we'd pass the ball back to the goalkeeper.
Yeah, it's...
But Tottenham just plays some boring football. And I told you, Tottenham are inconsistent and look at that.
Yeah, Roberto Firmino's in the nightmares now. Look, I still don't write Tottenham off the title, though.
I do. I do.
I think they'll get at least top four.
I can't even see that happen. I think Tottenham, yeah. Everyone, you just play boring. And like, once they go 1-0 down, they have to open up. But they don't. Do you know what I mean? So, just boring. And I don't see them getting top four.
Obviously, I've watched the Liverpool game, I've watched the City game with them, and it's like, I know what you mean with inconsistency, like, that was like watching two different teams.
I think the lower team, like a bottom half table team, then yet they'll win, but against a good team, they won't.
Yeah.
And Liverpool's proved that, and Leicester's proved that.
Yeah.
Well, moving on, Man United versus Leeds. 6-2.
I was actually,
to Man United. I did not expect this.
I wanted it to be a proper tight and close. And...
But Scott McTominay, 2 goals. And guess what? They are both class finishes.
Yeah.
World class. I wouldn't say world class, but they were great finishes.
They were class, weren't they?
Bruno Fernandes. Yeah. Would you say he's...
The best,
best player of the season so far.
Yeah, I'm not even ashamed. So.
One of them.
I think he is the best. I think he's been the best player that you've got. You can't forget that he's, as much as you might want to call him a Penandes or whatever, he plays good football and it looks like he's trying to hold the whole United team together, i.e., his defensive work rate is class. Like every time he loses the ball, he goes, he sprints for it back. So, and I'd say United have a decent attack. It's the defence which is appalling. And Bruno Fernandes, he's doing bits for both. He's making forward play, getting a few goals and assists. Like, I'd say this season he's been by far the best.
Yeah, the defence is awful. Lindelof and Maguire, it's dreadful. And even Alex Telles hasn't even been that good. Or Wan-Bissaka this season.
I don't think any particular United player has been that well the past 2 years, bar Bruno Fernandes.
I say Rashford's been all right.
Yeah.
But well,
go on.
West Brom versus Villa. 3-0 Aston Villa. Sam Allardyce gets beat on his debut. Can you see Sam Allardyce keeping West Brom up?
I hope not.
But I don't think he's ever been relegated from the Prem. So can you see him staying up?
God knows. God, it's one of the... You can't...
I can't. I just can't see him staying up. I think West Brom are gone.
Me, I'm not...
Even Big Sam can't save that.
I said Arsenal would get fucking Europa League in our predictions. I'm not...
Oh, our predictions are gone.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I genuinely think the only thing I've got right up to now is Liverpool top of the league. That's it.
Yeah, same.
And that was just a bit of optimism and probably just because we had just won the league, I was like, oh, we're going back to back, being a bit cocky. So it's not even like a new... Because now I've got a big... I think we will. But I've got a doubt, so I'm not making a prediction on whether a team's staying up. Like, it didn't work last time out for me.
Well, Burnley versus Wolves, 2-1 to Burnley. Burnley are out of the drop zone.
Yeah.
I can see Burnley staying up this season. Burnley's been getting some good results.
I always think Burnley will stay up. I think they're a decent Premier League team, personally.
Yeah. But do you see Nuno versus the referee, Lee Mason? He said he doesn't want him to ref a Wolves game ever again. He's not good enough.
Yeah, fair enough. I think this season, obviously, we can't... Yeah, I don't want to be too, like, oh, it's all the ref's fault. I think some of the refereeing decisions, not just for Liverpool, but for a lot of teams, has been appalling this season. I really do think it's been poor. I don't think VAR has helped it. But I'm not being funny. Someone has to make them... A referee has to go and watch that VAR screen. So...
The thing about VAR, yeah, like, say if someone scores a screamer, yeah, but VAR does something like half an hour later, no one talks about the screamer. You always talk about VAR.
And
so it takes the thing away from the game.
A lot of people...
The attention away from the game. Just talks about VAR.
I don't see it being here for that much longer.
No, I reckon it'll stay. It's not going to go anywhere.
I don't know, you know. So, a lot of people will stop watching it. You get older people, maybe 50 plus. Well, not old, but you know what? Like adults who have seen proper football where... You'd slap someone and rather than get a yellow or a red or like stretch off the pitch crying because someone's tapped your foot, you shut your hands and got on with it. And that's the football I want to see. But and it's not just one team. There's a lot of players like it, and I don't know, just VAR was a good idea and now it's not working. It's not working. Too many things are going on which shouldn't be going on. Too many things are happening which shouldn't have happened. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So, I think a lot of older generations who've seen all that brutal stuff are going to just switch off from it because they're going to say, that's not the football I like. And a lot of younger generations who prefer it, I do. I don't want to see players roll on the floor crying because someone's tapped their ankle. I want to see someone get snapped and get up and carry on playing. But I don't know.
I think that football's gone now. Like, that football back in the day, that's gone. If this is all about data now, so I don't think that the hardcore footballer would be back.
Nah, it is all.
Well, Chelsea versus West Ham 3-0. Chelsea, Tammy Abraham with 2 goals. But Werner, oh, what happened to Werner? He is awful.
People said we made a mistake signing Jota instead of Werner.
Werner is awful. And Kai Havertz, has he been dropped to the bench?
Mate, you don't hear his name except for people calling him bad.
I just feel sorry for them because...
I feel more sorry for Havertz than Werner. Because I think Kai Havertz is class.
I don't.
I think he was class.
At Leverkusen, yeah, but at Chelsea, no.
No. Thiago Silva?
Still doing good at his age.
Aging like a fine wine or a mature cheese. I like Thiago Silva, you know. I don't know, he's just like... I don't know anyone who doesn't like him. Unless you don't.
No, you're right. Well, Carabao Cup, you see, Brentford beat Newcastle 1-0.
I did.
Oh. Brentford to win the Carabao Cup.
It was shocking, wasn't it, really? But Brentford are only what, championship? So,
yeah.
Newcastle.
Still, Newcastle got to be winning that game.
Yeah, they should be winning it.
Oh, Ben, yeah. Moving on to the footy, like, just other footy news, yeah? What are your thoughts on the best team in the world? What's got announced? I'll read it out to you. Alisson, Trent, Van Dijk, Ramos, Davies, Kevin De Bruyne, Thiago, Kimmich, Messi, Lewandowski, Ronaldo. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Messi and Ronaldo are always in it and are going to be in it. Probably even after they retire, the FA will still make an excuse on how they should be in it. So that doesn't shock me. Lewandowski deserves it a lot. Alisson, last season. Yeah, I don't
think... The only shock was Alisson. I don't know how Neuer can win the award for best goalkeeper and not be in the best team.
You know what, though?
It makes no sense. How can you win the award for having been the best goalkeeper of that year but not being in team of the year?
I don't know.
Even Klopp. I was shocked that Klopp won the best coach. I thought the Bayern manager should have won best coach.
Nah, I think... I don't know, I kind of knew Klopp would. And I know what you're saying about the Bayern manager, but I don't know, I still would say Klopp. Bear in mind...
Well, Klopp won best coach for BBC Sports Personality Year, didn't he?
Yeah.
In the award. And Liverpool won best team.
Right, if
and John Henson came second.
For the Sports Personality of the Year.
Yeah.
Right. We'll talk about the BBC ones. I personally would have put Lewis Hamilton over Henderson. Not because I want...
Yeah, Hamilton, obviously, he deserved to win it.
Yeah, not because I prefer... Not because I prefer him over Henderson, but because I just think... I get notifications on my phone every week about how he's won something, so it's like... Yeah.
Hamilton 100% deserved that award.
Yeah. It's nice, though, that our captain was recognised. I do think Klopp deserved an award for last season because, I'm not being funny, he took us when we were, what, averaging a league position of 7th, 8th? Do you know what I mean? And then making us Champions League winners, Champions League runner-ups, Premier League runner-ups, Premier League winners, you know, putting us top of the table this Christmas. Like, he did deserve an award. But, well, I know he's got loads.
Well, do you want to speak about Messi?
About breaking Pelé's record?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was class, to be fair.
My name, Lanti, is the fastest player in the Premier League this season.
No, really?
Did you know that? Yeah.
I don't know.
He's the best player. And Zlatan got the greatest goal in the MLS with his 40-yard screamer.
On his debut, right?
Yeah. Mm. He got the best player. Best goal even in MLS. But Ben, I think that's all I have, Dan.
Hang on. I don't think I've got much else other than rumours are that...
Oh, rumours that Liverpool could be signing Renato Sanchez.
Yeah. I don't know if it's...
Because they don't see Wijnaldum signing a contract.
I don't see Wijnaldum signing a contract anymore.
I heard that he could be going to Inter Milan.
I don't think we'll see Wijnaldum. I think if you should we compare Wijnaldum to how Coutinho left and how I think Wijnaldum will leave. I think it'll be completely different. I don't think Wijnaldum will leave in January. I think we're gonna have him the rest of this season. I think he's still gonna put his effort in, but I personally don't think he wants Liverpool. I think the minute, obviously, we know how far Barca and Real have.
But does he only want Barca because of Ronald Koeman's there?
I don't want to sound too stereotypical, but a lot of non-English players, their dreams are Barca and Real, and there's nothing wrong with that. You've seen it with like Luis Suarez. I see it with Mo Salah. I think if Barca or Real came in for them, I think their eyes are lit up. And the minute you get a room, look at Coutinho. The minute it was found out Barca had his eyes on him, he was playing his best football, and then he started faking injuries because of how much he wanted it. I think the difference is Wijnaldum has a lot more respect for Liverpool than Coutinho did, especially the fact he was a big part in winning our Champions League. Obviously,
what I'm saying about Salah, if we keep Salah for another season, yeah, till his contract runs out, I'll sell him.
I'll
sell him. You're not going to get the best out of him at the age of, what, 30, 31. I'll sell him.
I know what you're saying. Like, we do need to start thinking about it. I agree. I don't like the people who say they'd sell him now. Like, I'm not being funny. Since he's came, he's been our top goal scorer. He's got the highest goal ratio in Premier League history. He's averaging 0.97 goals a game. That's better than Thierry Henry. Like, I don't know. I don't want to sound like a deluded Liverpool fan. I think once he leaves the Prem, I think he should go down as a legend. And it's not like people can say he shouldn't. Because why shouldn't he? He won the Premier League. Yeah, it was only once.
So I think the whole team what won the Prem will go down as legends.
Yeah, Nico Williams, best right back the Prem's ever seen. No, but what I'm saying is, I think he deserves a lot more respect than he gets. Like, people are always going Mane over Salah. And yeah, Salah's a lot more greedy, but I'm not even funny, it's scoring us goals.
That's just their opinions, though.
Yeah, I know. But I do think Salah should go down as one of the best Premier League right wingers. Not the best, but one of. Because when did we sign him? 2017, was it? When I what? 2020? Well, we'll say 2021. 4 years. And how many records has he broken? How many goals has he scored? So, how many, all the things he won with us? So, I don't know. I know you said I wouldn't sell him now, but maybe.
I'll sell him when his contract's up. Okay, you're not going to get the best out of him when he's 30.
He's got 31. His contract runs until 2023. I've just seen then. So.
That's all I've got written down today.
Who was your player of the week overall out of everyone? I'll give him
Bobby or Hendo.
I'm giving mine to Firmino because, obviously, beating Tottenham in the last minute, there was class. And then the thing is with Firmino, I know I've slated them to hell on this, I know I have. And I still think he needs to keep it up for a good few more games. Like, I'm made up he's finding his form. I just hope. I'm not saying he has to score up 5 goals every game, but I think he should be popping a goal in maybe every 3 games at least, I'd say, personally. But I know I've slated him as well. I think he's been outstanding. Since Wolves, I think since that Wolves game, he's not... It's like he'll go forward and back at the same time. Like, he'll play the balls in the midfield and then he'll sprint back. And I think he's starting to realise now. And I don't know if it was us signing Jota that his job is to score goals and make space. And after, you know, Jota was getting what? A hat-trick against Atalanta and scoring every game. Like, it is possible to make space and get a goal. And I think now that he's realised it, I think we might have another good season. But
well, is Danny?
Oh, yeah. I've seen somewhere, I don't know how true it is. This is the only time United have lost by 6 and Liverpool have lost by 7 and then gone and scored that many goals in one game. I don't know how true it is, because it wasn't.
Do you mean 1?
Yeah, we lost the 7 to Villa, they lost 6 to Tottenham. On the same day it was. And then on the same... Was it day or weekend? Basically...
Weekend it was, I think. Yeah,
so it would have meant match day. On the same match day. So we lost by 7. They lost by 6. We won. Like, it was something like that. Which was quite sad because...
You know, well... Best. Merry Christmas. Mm. Happy New Year. And...
Feliz Navidad.
I think that's all from us, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got nothing else.
Well, thanks for listening. Catch you
in the new year.
Next year.